Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
Good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to The Drift.
Thanks for coming back to work.
Joining me in studio, Ipsy Ed Bondurant.
May I reiterate, thanks for coming back to work.
You guys did a great job for the last 2 weeks. I was going to call in, but I'm like, they're doing so well. You and Alex, tell Alex thank you.
Yes, I'm sure he's listening, and thank you, Alex.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys did great. I was impressed. So thank you very much for doing that. I needed the time away.
The first week, I didn't mention my name once, but I mentioned the Drift, Daily Drift, like five times. The next week, I mentioned my name a couple times and mentioned the Daily Drift once. So well, you must get your news from the Daily Drift.
That's right. Well, what we do every Saturday is go over the news that we put at thedailydrift.com. And if you're not going there, you should. It's
the news you need to know.
Very good. So lots to talk about. What a crazy kind of week, right? I just...
How would you know? You haven't been here.
I've been, even when I'm on vacation, I'm not on vacation. Whether it's my real job, answering emails, or doing the daily, it's the daily drift, right? For I don't know how many years I've been doing it, almost a decade now. But it's up there, and so I never get away from that, unfortunately. But it's good to be back, get to vent a little bit today, and go from there. And you're looking a little uptight, man. Why are you so wound?
I don't want to get into it right
okay.
now.
Well, we want them.
That conversation we were having earlier, it'll probably pop its head up during the show. It depends
on water off a duck's back, my friend. Water off a duck's back. You just got to let it slide, you know? Nothing we do today will affect the world 100 years from now.
You stroke your ears and go, no. I've seen people do it before. Never mind. Good. You don't know. It's better off not knowing.
Well, if you don't want to call into the show, 734-822-1600, you can email me, gary@thedailydrift.com, and I can read your comments on the air. Or if you have anything you want to discuss with me, feel free to do that. But let's take care of a little business. If you are looking for used car parts, Regal Automotive and Auto Parts, located in Whitmore Lake, 6270 Whitmore Lake Road. You can call them, 734-663-0976. Ooh, I lost it there. Great place, good guys. John Sparrow is the guy we deal with all the time, right?
Yep.
Super guy, I love John.
Yep.
And used tires, batteries, alternators, starters, you name it. Don't spend all that money on a new part. Get a used part. Most of the time, they're in good shape.
And pick his brain,
man. They got good people there. So, again, 734-663-0976. Go to Regal Auto Parts, located conveniently right off the highway in Whitmore Lake, US
23. You know what I found out recently? You cannot buy used catalytic converters. You cannot buy used exhaust system parts. That, like, blows me away. A brand-new car could get in an accident, and you want the cats off it, and you got to buy brand-new. Ask me how I know.
Oh, gosh forbid. How do you know?
I just replaced all the cats on my Ranger. Thing runs like brand new.
Yeah, well, the whole point of that is EPA related, right? We want to make sure that we're sucking all the bad stuff out of the exhaust and getting it into the platinum and iridium and all that other stuff that's inside there. Yeah. There was a time when people were stealing catalytic converters. Remember that? Stealing it so they
cutting
could
right
get all
the car.
The,
zip,
yeah.
Zip, come
so
out.
They could,
blah, 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 blah.
I don't know how much all that stuff inside there is worth, but obviously, it must be worth something, right? Okay, well, anyways, I want to start with the governor's race. And I had a good buddy, Pete, of mine. He's like, you got to talk to governor's race. Well, Pete, there we go. We're going to talk to governor's race. The one he was talking about, and it hit me at the same time because I've been seeing him. Have you seen Gretchen Whitmer's now advertising?
No, I haven't at all.
She does her little stroll, talks about the job she's had, and then promptly goes into why Trump is screwing over people with in health insurance. I'm like,
is she running against Trump? I missed that.
I'm just thinking, you're a moron, woman. What is wrong with you? Most people in the state love what Trump is doing. He's doing everything for.
Did he carry this state? I forget. Did he carry this state?
He did. Yes. And you did 8 years of Obamacare, which screwed us all.
Yeah.
And you have the doggone nerve to say that it's Trump's fault. Gretchen Whitmer, you can come into the station and sit with me, lady, and we'll debate who's at fault for the doggone insurance problems in this country. It's you and the Democrats. And you have the nerve to get out there and act like you're some kind of Republican? I don't think so.
Well, perhaps. Perhaps this is like, hey, let's let Mad Max talk. Let's let Pelosi talk. Well, let's let Whitmer talk, man. If she's going to definitely oppose Trump like that, and he carried the state, and people are happy with the economy here, let her know whose side she's on.
Yeah.
Next thing she could say is something about, you know, Kolbeck, he's all Trump. Yeah, please do.
Well, there's another lady running for Congress. I'm not sure what seat it was. I just saw it. Litton, I think, was her name. And she's blaming Trump, too. And I'm like, you people are retarded. Retarded. No, you really think that anti-Trump stuff is going to help them?
Retarded people are not evil, okay? So you're giving retarded people a bad name.
They're retarded. That means they don't learn.
Oh, okay.
It means they don't learn. They're not learning as fast as they should. They're retarded. You know, that's what it comes down
to. Gary! 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 Gary, where are you?
Why was
I go away for 2 weeks? Good job.
You can thank Brandon Drake for that. He sent that soundbite along.
It's like a week and a half late.
That's what I miss having the Drake around because he always had the great little spots in there. You got to find that one we used to use glum all the time. We'll never make it. That was the one that was always good. I'm blown away that the Democrats just aren't learning. They are literally not learning their lesson. If you're going to go against Trump, number one, don't blame Trump for the problems you caused as Democrats.
Yeah.
And number two, don't you realize that people love what he's doing with the economy? And the biggest issue is immigration, period. No ifs, ands, or buts.
But what does the governor's race have to do with Trump?
You
know what?
That's fine. It's like you said, it's fine. Yeah. She's just showing that she's a moron and let her go. You know, Gretchen Whitmer. But the other thing I saw this week, and it actually made it onto the Blaze and everything else, was Pat Kolbeck with the upset. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm glad he's feeling super up there. I'm hoping to see some advertising from him on the primaries here, before the primary, on Fox News. That's where I think he needs to be advertising. So I'm hoping we can get some money for him and have him start working. But he's right. I don't see any shooty signs. I never see any Cali signs. Mm-hmm. I see Kolbeck signs everywhere. And I'm hoping that, you know, indeed, Republicans are getting the word out, grassroots, vote for, and I'm going to say it right now, folks, vote for the rocket scientist, the guy who's got answers to medical insurance, the roads, and everything else. It's Patrick Kolbeck, not Schuette and not Callie.
I was at the Ipsy 4th of July parade, and there was a Kolbeck float went by, and some Kolbeck supporters, and it's like, hey, all cool, you know, waving and everything. Mm-hmm. We need a rocket scientist. I saw a family with Schuette shirts, and that's it. You know, and I didn't want to start
something. Was it something,
shooting? I don't know. Could have been a young family. And I wanted to ask him, I said, why? Tell me, please, what appeals to you about shooting? But I didn't want to get into it.
It's nothing to appeal to me about.
There was an Antifa group marching at that parade.
Really?
I kid you not.
Were they throwing rocks and bottles?
No, they weren't. They were calm. They were young. They had a flag. The only way I knew they were Antifa, they had the Antifa flag. About 15 people walking.
Is that the red and black one that's divided into four sections? Yeah, yeah. The one that looks surprisingly
wasn't that one, but it was a flag, and it said anti-fascist on it, probably Antifa light. But it was Ipsy. You can expect all kinds of weirdness.
Yeah, someone showed a meme the other day. One of the Antifa flags looks just like Hitler flag, Hitler-era flag. I'm like, ugh, really? Oh, my gosh. Let's take a quick call from Joe in Wyandotte. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Good that you're back, Gary.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks a lot.
You're right. With Whitmer talking about Trump and all that, we need that to continue. There's that walk away movement. I'm not convinced it's very big yet, but it could be. I follow it on Twitter. There really aren't all that many posts yet, but people are waking up.
I'll differ with you, Joe. I'm on Twitter a lot, as you know. And I see tons of the walkaway posts. And what's really nice, how many am I not seeing because Twitter is hiding them or algorithming them out of view? So when I see, I mean, literally every couple of seconds I'm seeing one as I scroll through, I'm like, wow, this thing has got legs. It really does.
Well, I sure hope so. I mean, for especially like in Wayne County. I mean, we see it, you know, the socialist utopia of Wayne County. It's just like the socialist utopia of Ann Arbor there. But there were a lot of Democrats that crossed over for Trump. The issue is, are they going to still stay with him and indeed elect more Republicans to help him with the agenda? And as far as Pat goes, people need to get out their wallets right now and donate again, because we need ads on the air right now, because absentee ballots are out right now.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. Folks, that's all I can tell you is, if you're getting your absentee ballot, and a good friend of mine, Derek, on the other side of the city, asked me, goes, I'm filling out my absentee. Who should I go for governor? And he's normally, like, really on top of things. I said, oh, man, Pat Kolbeck. I said, no ifs, ands, or buts. He's the guy. Put him down. I said, he's a rocket scientist, and he's got all the answers, and the Republican elite hate him, and the Democrats hate him, which tells me he's perfect for the job.
Yep. Don't just vote for him. Talk him up.
Campaign for him. Yeah, it's absolutely right. Absolutely. What else you got, Joe?
Well, that was mainly it. So you're a little more enthused about the walk away movement than I am. I really, really hope. But I mean, I'm seeing a lot of fellow Republicans like myself who are on that, trying to convince other Democrats, and I'm just concerned about how effective it may be. And Dinesh D'Souza's got another movie coming out August 3rd. That hopefully will be important. And people who haven't seen Hillary's America yet, forget the fact that Hillary is in the title. We need to get more people to see that movie about the Democrat Party. Forget about Hillary. Hopefully she's done. But there's so much good underlying information about what the Democrats are, where they've been, where they're still going. People need to see these things. If we get the truth in front of people, the problem is CNN and MSNBC, of course, are going to keep peddling their spin.
Yeah, well, they always do. They always do. Well, great call, Joe. I appreciate it, man. Have a good one.
All right, take care, guys.
Take care. Love you, too. Bye.
He's right about that movie. I had a copy of it, watched it with my sister-in-law who was visiting from Florida, and she's, oh, man, I've got to have that. I've got to show that to my family. And, you know, that kind of was like a viral DVD.
Yeah. You know? It would be nice if we had, because I don't consider Fox particularly a conservative station.
No, it's fair and balanced.
Yeah, it's fair and balanced. So you're not going to get them to go ahead and play that movie.
Right.
Play it, for doggone sake. Somebody play it. Put it on television, whatever.
Or make it a special.
Whatever. Yeah. But let us see it, you know. Let's take a call from Alex in Plymouth. Alex, welcome to the show.
Alex, that name rings a bell.
Yeah, hi, guys. I just wanted to weigh in on Gretchen Whitmer, why she's running against using Trump as a whipping boy in her campaign.
Yeah.
It's because she's not running for the general election right now. She's running for her base.
Yeah.
And the most activist, crazy nut jobs.
That's true.
Are who she's trying to appeal to. What we saw in New York City, that one congressman getting bumped out by the socialists.
Yep.
That's exactly what's happening. And I say, good. I want every nut job on the Democratic side to get the nomination. It'll be that much easier to beat them in the fall.
Right. Yeah, good thought, Alex. Good thought. As always. And Alex, thanks so much for filling in the last couple of weeks, man. You did a great job.
Well, I'm learning, and Ed's a great teacher.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I thought he was carrying me. I really appreciated him carrying me.
Well, we're going to get you in here, Alex. We'll do a three-round table here one eventually, because I want to meet you and love what you do. So keep up the good work while you're out there, man.
Okay, I'll just continue listening to the show.
Al, you there?
No, he's gone.
Okay, Alex was a walk away also.
Is he?
I knew him years ago as a liberal, worked with him, and was reading one of Theron's posts and saw Alex comment in the comments. You know, and I thought, what the heck? So I messaged him. I said, I knew a guy with your name who was liberal years ago. And he said, yeah, well, you know, sometimes you got to grow up, you know, and face facts.
I'm paraphrasing, but you know. Yeah, well, that's awesome. Now, let's take a call from Tom in Detroit, wants to talk auto insurance. Hi, Tom. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Just to try to save time, I guess I need to set it up a little bit. But foundationally, what I mean, what's the big complaint about Michigan auto insurance, especially Detroit, if it's affordable?
Yeah. You know?
So, I mean, the answer is that to that is it's not affordable, right? Because if it were affordable, then people wouldn't be complaining about it. Is that fair to say?
I would say, and maybe people in Detroit would actually have insurance. I know a lot of people don't have insurance in Detroit, right?
Okay. Well, yeah. The point is that there's two Michigan Supreme Court cases. The first one is Shavers versus Attorney General, and the second one is McCormick versus Carrier. In both of those cases, the Michigan Supreme Court says that the only way that it is constitutional to have mandatory no-fault insurance is if it's affordable. Now, I don't take that to mean that it's affordable to, you know, a millionaire or a billionaire. I think, you know, they're talking about the basic, you know, person that's just getting by.
Yeah, that strikes me as just odd because I can't imagine what the price would have to do with something being constitutional or not constitutional.
As I recall.
You read the case, I'd say, you know, the cases aren't that long, and I've read them both, and they basically said that they wanted to put no fault in because this was to help the poor people because they said they weren't getting a fair shake in the courts, that the courts were overpaying and on some claims and they were dragging their feet and as if, you know, poor people couldn't afford lawyers to get paid. But now, you know, what's happened from all this is that the poor people just can't drive at all now, you know, and that, you know, that gets into mass transit and everything else. I'm just saying if it's unconstitutional, it should be unconstitutional for the Michigan Secretary of State to issue plates. You know, anybody who walks in there and says, look, I can't afford insurance, they should have to issue those plates to be in compliance with the law, the Michigan Constitution. You know, that's a fundamental covenant between the state and the people.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not me talking. The Michigan Supreme Court said, you know, it's not constitutional unless it's affordable. And those words are very close to those words.
Yeah. Now, we could do a whole show, and I think we will, maybe between the primary and the general or after the general, because we could do a whole show on insurance. I'd like to educate myself a little bit. Maybe we can get some people in here from both sides and figure out what to do. That's it. That's some great points there, Tom. Great points.
There's two ways to get there. I mean, there's legislatively you can get there, but you can also get there through the courts. And I think suing the Michigan Secretary of State would be a, you know, would be a huge, you know, even just for publicity. But I think it should be a winner. But, you know, the big business and big insurance money, you know, they might have, you know, there might be a lot of trouble in the courts as far as
In the end, though, if you were to sue and give people plates and put them on the road, and they weren't insured, you know what's going to happen. The rest of us who do pay for insurance, our rates are going to go through the roof again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I guess I understand it. It's ugly either way.
Yeah, I mean, somebody, you know, I mean, it depends on whose ox is getting gored. So, I mean, that's why you have to follow the law. The same in taxes. Taxes don't have to be fair. Somebody's always going to be hurt by taxes, one person or another. But, you know, that's why they have to be legal.
Yeah.
And I'd say the same thing applies in the Michigan auto insurance. And I mean, basically, my insurance rates have gone down 50%. I live in Detroit, and I have been going in. I was taking names and addresses, getting ready to sue myself. And I, you know, I was a little bit vocal when I went in to, you know, buy my insurance. And, magically, you know, my insurance is down 50%.
Well, good for you.
You were complaining about that? What I missed?
He complained and got it lowered.
Oh.
Okay, I got more calls coming in, Tom. I appreciate it. We're going to do a whole show on insurance. All right, take care. Bye. Let's take a call from Gary, who wants to talk auto insurance. I don't know how we got on auto insurance today, but go ahead, Gary.
This is that
show.
Hey,
gentlemen. Hey, all roads lead to Senator Pat Kolpak. He's got this all figured out. All you got to do, basically, is reduce health care costs, and the auto insurance costs go down automatically.
Yeah.
Well, you saved me saying that. Yep.
Yeah, that's one thing. And, thanks for that breath of air.
I know what you said earlier, Gary, was a throwaway line, which is 100 years, nobody's going to care about what we do today.
Yeah.
But I used to say that religiously myself, but it's not true anymore. Because if you go back to Woodrow Wilson, when he did his thing, we wouldn't think it would make a difference, but it surely did 100 years later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. I stand corrected.
Off on the timing. And the Communist Party, what they did, it took them 100 years to take over America. But so we got to think long game, just like the jihadists. What we have to think about what we're doing today will affect 100 years from now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a foundation.
Yes, sir. Well, I was actually talking about Ed's little personal diatribe there. That's a different story altogether.
Forget that, Ed. Okay, no problem.
All right, anything else, Gary?
Oh, you guys have a great time. It's a beautiful day out. When you guys get off air, go outside and relax.
You got it.
It's an idea.
You got it. You got it. Take care, Gary.
Okay. You know, I'd like to share something. Tonight at 613 Martin Place in Ypsilanti, 613 Martin Place, my church is hosting the Depot Town Big Band. It's not a religious event whatsoever.
Really? A big band sound?
Free admission.
I like that stuff.
Yeah, you ought to come out. I like 613 Martin Place.
I'm not driving all the way to Ypsi.
Well, I don't
know. I'm going to have a beer or two and then try and drive from Ypsi back home. No!
I used to have a package deal.
Oh, they don't have beer at your church, though.
No, they don't. No. They're not going to. So, and so I used to have insurance, too. I think it was Metropolitan Life. And I had, the whole group package. And they called me up one day and says, well, we're canceling your automobile insurance. I said, what'd I do wrong? They said, well, we're not insuring in the state of Michigan anymore for automobile insurance. And I said, well, why is that? And they said, because we're not allowed to redline specific areas. And so we can't redline Detroit. And there is so much fraud, auto fraud, as far as insurance claims are concerned, in Detroit and in Wayne County in particular. Well, I should have said in Wayne County and Detroit in particular, that it was causing them their cost to go up so high that it wasn't profitable for them to be in the state of Michigan anymore. Right.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're running down to that. I wanted to mention this. So I was downriver. You know, I grew up downriver.
Yes.
Right? I've told you that. And I went to Wyandotte. And
I was born in Wyandotte.
Things are looking a little better downriver.
Yep.
Of late. You know, 3 years ago, it was horrible when I was down there, but it looked pretty good. So I had dinner the other night at Portofino's down on the riverfront, right? Great food, great service. Yeah. Troy was our waiter. He was a great guy. He just one of the best waiters I've ever had. But we had dinner and bought a bottle of wine. And he came up and said, somebody bought your bottle of wine. So, you know, we're doing the heads looking for who bought us a bottle. I don't know who bought that bottle of wine.
It wasn't Joe Leonard?
Maybe. I looked for anybody I could find down there and didn't know anybody. So I want to give a shout out to whoever downriver bought us a bottle of wine that night at Portofino's. Thank you very much. That was awesome.
What'd you have besides the wine?
Oh, I had
the
veal.
Did you have the ribeye?
I did the veal. And okay. It was, don't ask me the name of the veal, but it was a good veal.
Good.
Yeah, it was the food and service, everything was great.
Yes.
It was just
nice environment right on the water.
Yeah. Yeah.
You and got there was boat, like the condos. Take your boat up there. You
yeah,
know,
the condos were right there, and they did fireworks. So we're like the only people out on the deck.
Oh, win.
Right. And so we're like, wow, fireworks, all nine yards. Yeah, it was beautiful. So thank you to whoever bought that bottle of wine. I mystified. We were thinking that it was just somebody doing that pay forward thing, right? Mm-hmm. So obviously I paid forward by really taking care of the waiter. Yeah, I gave him a huge, huge tip. But
cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. So Portofino's, if you're down there, hit Portofino's. Beautiful. Great place. Mm-hmm. Good service, good food. A little freebie, a little plug for him right there. Well, when we come back from the hard break, I want to talk a little bit about the Mueller indictments, right, where we're at, status on that, and why they're smearing Jim Jordan all of a sudden, right? Isn't that disgusting? Isn't that absolutely disgusting.
What a coincidence.
Yeah. You know, you Democrats think you can pull this crap. You're not going to get away with it because we know what you're doing. You're trying to go after the guy who's going after you because you know what? You're going down. All of you elites, all of you scumbags in Washington are going down. And I don't care what side of the aisle you're on, it's coming. Orange is coming. That's the hashtag I use all the time, right? Orange is coming. And I'm not talking about Donald Trump's tan.
No,
I'm talking about prison guard
for
you people in Washington, D.C., because it is coming. And I am just fed up with it. I really am. So we'll see all of you on the other side of the break. Take care.
always on the go, driving to work, running errands. How do they keep informed? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for the latest issues, discussed by hosts like Joe Pags, Faron X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business with Wham Radio and whamradio.com. whamradio.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. Democrats sound the alarm over President Trump's as yet unknown Supreme Court pick.
You are already thinking about what this could mean for our future, for voting rights, for environment, for workers, for LGBTQ equality. You know just as well as I do that in particular, a Trump nominee could gut protections for people with pre-existing conditions and take away constitutional protections for women's reproductive rights under Roe v. Wade.
Senator Patty Murray of Washington, the president announces his pick Monday night. North Korea sending mixed signals about denuclearization talks.
They're continuing to pursue improvements at least one uranium enrichment facility called Yongbyon and probably two others as well. They're also continuing to build up a nuclear-capable submarine on their east coast.
Fox's Jillian Turner, Pyongyang called this weekend's talks with the Secretary of State regrettable. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Dickey's Barbecue Pit is real Texas barbecue. A lot of barbecue joints claim to be the real deal, but they aren't. Dickey's is. Texas ribs, chicken, sausage, spicy or mild, turkey, pulled pork, brisket, all done the way you'll love. This is Dayron saying, you put that barbecue on my head and my tongue will beat me to death trying to get to it. Dickey's Barbecue Sauce is the best. Sweet or spicy, or the original Dickey's Sauce, try them all. Dickey's Barbecue Pit is located at 3500 Washtenaw Avenue, right across from the Arborland Mall, just near Washtenaw and US 23. Kids eat for free on Sundays at Dickey's Barbecue Pit, and bonus. At Dickey's Barbecue Pit, there is always free soft serve ice cream. That's for real. Free ice cream. All you can eat. Dickey's Barbecue offers catering, too, for all your party needs. Graduation, weddings, company gatherings, picnics. Dickey's will cover it all. Make Dickey's Barbecue Pit your pick for the best Texas barbecue in town. That's Dickey's Barbecue Pit at 3500 Washtenaw Avenue in Ann Arbor. Call Dickey's Barbecue Pit at 734-263-0436. That's 734-263-0436. Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Get there and eat something good. Real good.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is WellBridge. WellBridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing care facilities you've ever seen. All WellBridge locations offer a resort-like atmosphere, and their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. Here's former patient Chris Tangeman from Howell.
I had back surgery. I had to go there for like 3 or 4 weeks, and let me tell you, they were just superb. I'm in this industry. I'm an LPN, and I mean, they're just excellent. The aides, the nurses, everybody. I thought especially that their therapy department was just phenomenal, and I would absolutely recommend WellBridge.
For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for WellBridge. In Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney, now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team, WellBridge invites everyone to learn more about them at thewellbridgegroup.com. WellBridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
Selector of the tower. Don't watch my size in this hour. While my back's against the bar, take a ride. Competition, take a ride. Pull it off, breath, and drop the other side. Thought it was all so far from done.
And welcome back to the island, Tom. See, brought you right down, didn't it?
Yeah.
I love reggae music. I really do. Okay, so, and I'm going to listen to some today when I get out on the boat, if I can get out on the boat.
When I worked in Jamaica, the factory I was working in had signs on the wall, and it said, no smoking. That means ganja, man.
Well, who knows? It could be legal here in Michigan before January or by January.
Now, wait, I was feeling good there for a second, so let's...
All right, La Casa Garden Tour 20th anniversary. It's July 14th and 15th of this summer. That's 2018, Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Scavenger Hunt, Blooming Raffle, Children's Garden of Art. Tickets are $20 in advance or $25 at the garden entrances. 517-548-1350. That's 517-548-1350. La Casa, Compassion, Courage, and Hope. It is a great, great group of people up there, and they really make a difference to the community. So call them at 517-548-1350 and buy your tickets to go to the La Casa Garden Tour on that weekend of July 14th and 15th. It's coming up pretty quick, so don't wait.
Yep. Take advantage.
Yeah, take advantage of it, man. That's one of those kind of cool things to do in Livingston County. So I wanted to do a quick update because of the Jim Jordan smear. We know what's going on in Washington. It's the elite, the deep state, whatever you want to call it. There's a bunch of guilty people of all kinds of things going on in Washington. They're afraid of getting caught. They're pushing back hard, trying to stop this, and that's why they're smearing Jim Jordan. So I wanted to take a step back and look at what dirty Mueller's doing with his witch hunt right now, right? Because all people are saying, if you go on Facebook or Twitter, oh, he's looking at all the indictments.
Yeah, yeah.
The indictments have nothing to do with Russian collusion in the Trump campaign. These are all ancillary charges that are old, long before Trump was even running for office. And let's start with General Mike Flynn, right? The judge is very mad because Mueller has not been able to come to court and finish this indictment up, right? The judge finally said, July 10th, Mr. Mueller, bring your people, come in, General Flynn, come in as well, and we're going to get this put to bed right now. If you can't carry through, I think General Flynn's going to walk.
Mm-hmm.
And he should.
Rightly so.
He should.
Given the FBI agents said they didn't think he was lying.
Yes.
You know, I mean, whoa.
Yes. There's another one, the 13 Russians that were made up by the Mueller team, right? He dropped charges on them. You hear this on Rush all the time. The 13 Russians and corporations and people that Mueller thought, hey, the Russians are never going to come. Well, they did.
Yeah, that was good. These
people all hired lawyers and showed up and said, all right, let's see the information. Give us the information. Show us what you're charging us with. And Mueller's team goes, yeah, Judge, we can't give them that information.
Yeah.
Hello, this is America, Mr. Mueller.
This isn't a FISA court. This is not a FISA court, Mueller. You have to come up with something.
Come up with it and show your charges, show the evidence, and do things the right way. Mr. Mueller, you're a Nazi.
You have the right to be faced by your accusers. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And back to Flynn. Wouldn't it be interesting if Flynn called as witnesses for his side the FBI agents who said, no, we don't think he was lying. Yeah.
Concord Management is one of those 13 that has been charged with it. And their lawyers are coming up, and they've said they've now done 70 discovery requests from the Mueller people and gotten nothing. Not, Mueller is a dirty dog who belongs in a prison robe. You know what I mean? This guy does not belong investigating anything on our dime. This is my tax money, and he's spending it on crap like this? He belongs in jail, that SOB. That just, ugh.
He'll never make man of the year.
He found it.
He found it.
So, but wait a minute now. Concord is a Russian I say organization, right? They're Russian. They have ties, right? Okay.
Allegedly.
And so now they're going after Mueller, right? So basically, this is collusion between Concord and Trump against Mueller, right?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
All right, here's the other one that's irritating me. Paul Manafort.
Yeah.
All the reports right now are saying Paul Manafort is in jail in solitary confinement 23 hours a day.
What the heck?
Where's
the Count of Monte Cristo, man, you know?
How is he in jail, solitary confinement, 23 hours a day, hasn't been to trial, hasn't had anything convicted on him, and he's in jail, solitary confinement, while Hillary Clinton, who is guilty as all get out, is walking around scot-free, going to Pedophile Island or whatever else she does in her free time with old Rapey Bill. And yet, Paul Manafort, because of some collusion with Ukrainians, I guess, or spending money with Ukrainians, is sitting in a jail cell in solitary confinement. What happened to our country, folks?
I just realized how similar this is to Tommy Robinson.
Yes.
Because they both violate, quote-unquote, violated a gag order. And so Tommy Robinson ends up in prison because he interviewed these, tried to interview these Muslims outside the courthouse, who were accused of a pedophile ring, right?
Yeah.
And now According to the reports I read, the only reason that Manafort is in jail is because there was some kind of a gag order on him by a judge, which, of course, violates his First Amendment rights, to say he wasn't supposed to talk about the case. So he was involved in the writing of an article about his case, and they says, oh, that you violated the gag order.
Yeah.
That takes solitary confinement as a
yeah, that judge. I don't have her name here right now. That judge, oh, Judge Ellis, I think. No, that's not Judge Ellis. Judge Jackson? I don't know. It's too complicated for me to go.
Yeah.
But that judge that did that is violating the Constitution in my book.
Yeah.
And she should be removed from the bench.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? How about Rick Gates is another guy pleading guilty, but they're dropping charges. Let's see who else on here. George Papadopoulos, according to court documents. Papadopoulos is indicted, but also under gag orders. Enough with the gag orders.
Yeah.
We're the American public. We're the taxpayers. We deserve to see absolutely everything.
Yeah.
I want to see it all.
It's a gag order. You can't speak in your own defense.
And I'm tired of the DOJ and the FBI saying national security, we can't talk about. Bull! This is not a foreign spy case. We don't have operatives overseas that are in danger. Nobody's in danger here in a domestic spying case in the United States. Well, unless you're tied to the Clinton crime syndicate, maybe you'll end up suicided. Those people might be in danger. But there's no way that anybody should be calling this a national security issue. Because you know what? We all know what it takes to look at your phone records, your computer records, your internet records. That's all bunk. You're not hiding anything when it comes to that. That's nonsense. So I want people to understand something here. If they can take people with as much wealth as like Paul Manafort and a president of the United States and investigate, what are they going to do to you and I if they decide that you and I are a danger? You know, I'm just a loudmouth on the radio. What are they going to do to me? Throw me in jail? Say I shouldn't be talking on the radio?
Watch out, I might turn states against you.
Yeah. They're going to take you in for not having a catalytic converter on your car and hold you until you make up some kind of fabricated story against me, right?
Yep.
It's just irritating. People need to wake up, people. This is an election. This is your time coming. You've got a primary in August, coming up August 7th, right? August 7th. You need to go for the most conservative, common sense candidates you can find, vote for them, and then in the general, turn these people out of office so we can get better appointees in these judgeships.
Is it the 7th? I thought it was the 18th, but I'm not sure.
I don't know. I thought for Hamburg, where I'm at now, there's a vote on the 7th.
August 7th. Yes, August 7th. August 7th. I'm sorry.
Gee, you make me.
No. I just confirmed you.
Okay, so
I'm wrong.
So I want to play this track. It's a little long.
Wait a minute. We were talking about these guys that they were after. Did you watch Tucker last night?
I did not.
Oh, man. I'm trying to think of who this guy's name is that was the global FMS, global, you know, the Steele report, and this guy was the guy they originally went after. And you reminded me of when you talked about Stephanopoulos, you know, the other
Papadopoulos.
Guy. Papadopoulos. Well, anyways, Tucker had this guy on there, and he had this flaming lib on there, you know, and this guy's all righteous about, he's a traitorous scum. He shouldn't be allowed to walk the streets. This guy's sitting there smiling on the other side of the screen, just a happy camper. You just look at him. He's just laughing at everything this guy says. He's not a bit of guile or guilt on his face. An Annapolis grad.
Yeah.
You know, it's been proven that he was hounded illegally, and yet the left is still after him.
Yeah, it is disgusting. So I want to take a step back, and the guy that I like most is the former FBI guy, Joe DiGenova, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I want to play this track. Derek, can you play track one from Joe? It's a little long, but he hits it all, brings us up to speed on where we're at right now. Go ahead and play that.
So connect the dots for us and tell the significance of the fact patterns that are starting to get unraveled. Mm-hmm. Why is this a big deal?
It's a big deal because I have a saying. The FBI used to spy on the Russians. This time they spied on us.
Mm-hmm.
What this story is about, it's about a brazen plot to, again, exonerate Hillary Clinton from a clear violation of the law with regard to the way she handled classified information with her private server. Absolutely a crime. Absolutely a felony. It's about finding out why, as the Inspector General is doing at the Department of Justice, why Comey and the senior DOJ officials conducted a fake criminal investigation of Hillary Clinton, followed none of the regular rules, gave her every break in the book, immunized all kinds of people, allowed the destruction of evidence, no grand jury, no subpoenas, no search warrant. That's not an investigation. That's a Potemkin village. It's a farce, and everybody knew it was a farce. The problem was she didn't win. And because she didn't win, the farce became a very serious opera. It wasn't a comic opera anymore. It was a tragic opera, and she was going to be the focus. What this is about is, this is about a lavabo, a cleansing of the FBI and the upper echelons of the Department of Justice. We're going to discover that the Attorney General, Loretta Lynch, her deputy, Sally Yates, the head of the National Security Division, John Carlin, Bruce Ohr, and other senior DOJ officials, and regrettably, line attorneys, people who were senior career civil servants, violated the law, perhaps committed crimes, and covered up crimes by a presidential candidate. But more than that, they tried to frame an incoming president with a false Russian conspiracy that never existed, and they knew it, and they plotted to ruin him as a candidate and then destroy him as a president. That's why this is important. That's why connecting the dots is important, because the FBI now has to be completely reconstructed from the ground up. The men and women at the Bureau are great people. That's not who we're talking about. We never have been. We are talking about people like James Comey, McCabe, Strzok, Page, Baker, Prystep, who is a name nobody knows. He's the head of the Counterintelligence Division, and he was the one who was involved in planning this entire crazy thing involving Fusion GPS, the false dossier, and creating evidence.
Okay. So, does that sound like treason to you?
Yeah.
That's treason.
Yeah.
And it's not being taken. I don't think the American people understand what these people tried to do. They tried to subvert our electoral votes that put Donald Trump into office. I hate to be cruel. They need the harshest punishment possible for these people. Try them.
Make an example.
Make an example so that we don't have to worry about this for another 200 years. Somebody needs to swing from the gallows on this. And I don't care which one it is. Put the rest of them in jail. I want to see one person hang for treason. Because obviously, people have forgotten about Benedict Arnold, right?
I don't have high hopes for it, though. No matter what he said, no matter how much I agree with that, what's the name of the brothers, the Palestinian brothers that were doing the work for?
The Awan brothers.
Yeah, the Awan brothers.
They just got immunity.
They get away. What in heaven's name? Nobody can explain that to me.
One of them just got immunity, and I don't understand. So somebody, Jeff Sessions, Attorney Jeff Sessions, please. Explain to me, are you just holding back, waiting to get everything cuts in a row, or are you part of the deep state scumbags?
What do they have on him?
What do they have on him? Why? I want to believe that he's holding back until he has everything he needs. I want to believe that, but it doesn't make any sense. This Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the Awan brothers, and anybody connected with them,
mm-hmm.
Somebody jail. Needs to be Prison. In jail for this.
Orange.
Why would you get immunity? What have you? You better have gotten something for giving him that immunity. I want names, dates, yeah. and the entire list that we can charge somebody else with if you're giving that guy immunity.
And so few people know what happened. There's no outcry. There's no media outcry. You talk about this wasn't treason. This is espionage.
No, it is
on
espionage.
A huge scale.
Yes, that is absolutely right. Oh, look, we got a surprise call from Pat Colbeck, our next governor. Pat, welcome to the show.
He's calling from one bar territory.
Yeah, great to be with you. Well, we got upgraded to 2 and 3 bars, so I figured I could give a call.
Great.
There's a lot of corn barley fields out here, so it's been kind of interesting. But I wanted to give you guys a call. I hope everything's going well. It's been a busy day for us already. We've been out at the Saginaw Parade, Lions Club Parade, and just got back from a Wheels for Warriors event out in Owosso, so we're heading back to Canton now, but I just want to call in, check in with you guys, and let everybody know that things are humming along very nicely on the campaign towards that August 7th primary. I think we're going to be pulling a major major, or some people like to say a mega upset.
Yeah, I want to ask you something. In all your travels, and you've been crisscrossing the state by vehicle, what proportion of signs do you see for Schutte, Kelly, and yourself?
Oh, we outnumber the other guys by at least a 10-to-1 margin.
Does that include bumper stickers?
Yeah, I've maybe seen one Schutte bumper sticker my whole time out driving, and I haven't seen any Kelly bumper stickers. I've seen some Kelly signs, but I know they were all on one person's property up in Mackinac City. Because I know the owner of that. He's a good man, but well, it's the wrong candidate there. But because he owns so much property, it looks like there's a strong support, but I know it's only one person supporting it. So,
right. Well,
we're looking good.
I'm optimistic for you, Pat. I wasn't so optimistic a few months ago, but literally, I am seeing, and when I saw you on The Blaze the other day, which is one of the websites that I peruse, and saw your star, I was like, oh my, there's Pat. He's right on The Blaze. So
we know him.
you're starting to get that momentum out there, and I'm hoping that I can see you on some Fox shows, the Hannitys, the Ingrams, whatever. If we can get you out there, I don't know if you've got the people contacting them, but I think, you know, with this upcoming primary, that's where the people who are going to vote in the Republican primary are going to be watching Fox. I'm hoping we're going to see more of you on there.
We're working on it. We've given them all copies of my book, Wrestling Gators, Outside His Guide to Drain the Swamp, and with a hopeful segue there, we've also got a lot of people that have been on their show on a regular basis, putting in a good word for us. So we'll see. I'm quietly optimistic. Where I've been on national radio, American Family Association Radio with Brian English, been on with Sons of Liberty. We've been on some. We're on Liz Wheeler's show here recently. So we've been on some national broadcasts to date, and we're going to be doing some webinars. They're going to be, well, I mean, webinars could be worldwide, but we're going to have Trevor Loudon and Phil Haney on Monday for one of our first webinars, and people can join in and ask Trevor, myself, and Phil questions about immigration and national security.
Remember that website is?
What's that?
That website is?
If you go to ColbeckForGovernor.com, just click on events. You'll find all the information you need on that event. But you can also find two other events that are happening this week. It would be great to see you guys out there. Bob Lutz is holding another event for us, this time out in Livonia in a classic car garage. That's on July 10th on Tuesday. And then the next day out in Northville, we're going to have a fundraiser out at George's Seneconee Island. George has endorsed me as well as Bob Lutz has endorsed me. And George is going to have an event for us out in his Northville restaurant on Wednesday evening. So a lot of different ways to engage. If you want to come to one, that's great. If you want to come to all three, that's even better.
That'd be great. Hey, so Pat, do us a favor, too, would you? Tell Bob Lutz to come in here and sit with us one day on a Saturday.
I don't know if I can tell Bob what to do.
Yeah. Ask him to come in and tell him.
He's a Marine Corps veteran. He's not gonna take commands from some civilian like
that. Well, you know what I meant. Ask him to come in and sit with us, because you're always busy crossing the state. We'd love to have Bob Lutz in it. Plus, I'd like to ask him some questions about the auto industry and tariffs and the whole nine yards. So I'd love to get his read on a whole lot of issues. If you can get him to come sit with us one day, it'd be great to have him in studio with us.
Does he still own a MiG?
You come on down to the event on Tuesday, and you can ask him.
Ah, there you go. Okay.
I want to know if he still owns his own personal jet fighter aircraft.
Yeah, I think he still owns it. So I think it's an L-26, if I remember right.
L-39.
Sorry, nice. L-39.
Oh, that's your driver. He's your pilot, too. Yeah.
Yeah, that's Pop going off and calibrating me here. But great.
Yeah, well, if you can get him to come in, and we'd love to have him sit in the studio with us and talk all kinds of stuff. Well, all right, Pat. So one more time, what's your website?
It's ColbeckForGovernor.com. Just click on the events tab. You'll see all this good stuff that's happening in the future. And just remember, get out the word, August 7th is the primary. This is something truly exceptional that's happening here. This is a case where, you know, we're not the big money guys throwing money at TV ads. We're just winning it one person at a time, hearts and minds. Our supporters are all over the state knocking on doors. We're not paying our volunteers. They're doing it out of the goodness of their heart because they want a better future for the people in Michigan, and it's paying dividends.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a nice little surprise for all the folks in the media who've been trying to push other candidates in this whole race. Ultimately, this comes down to votes, and we like where we're standing.
Great. All right, Pat. Well, we're pulling for you, so God bless.
Hey, thanks,
guys. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, take care. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Yes, folks, I'm gonna. I can't tell you how important it is to have a real conservative governor this time around. Not a Rhino Rick, not a Gretchen Whitmer, or any other Democrat. We need to continue, this time with a real conservative, and that would be Patrick Colbeck. So if you've got your absentee ballot out, just check Patrick Colbeck. Trust me on it. If you don't want to trust me on it, do your own homework. Go to Colbeck. What was for governor.com.
ColbeckForGovernor.com, yes.
And do your homework. Folks, this is the real deal. This guy has common sense solutions to all the problems we have in this state. You know, the that's what I hate, that Gretchen Whitmer thing. She talks about, let's fix the damn road. Really? What are you just going to rate? There's enough money already there. Pat had a solution, and the elite GOP screwed us on it.
That's Pat's, you know, his... go-to, fixing the roads, you know? What's she trying to steal that for?
She is not going to do anything other than tax us some more on our roads. Yeah. The money's already there. Fix it, and Pat's got the solution for it. So please, folks, August 7th, if you got your absentee, put down Colbeck. And on the 7th, go in and hit the lever for Patrick Colbeck. I'm not lying to you. Trust me on this one. But if don't trust me, go do your own homework on this. Okay, so there was one other... issue I want to talk. Boy, we're running out of time already.
Yeah, we need a two-hour show.
We're not going to get to our other track, but I want to talk. I saw this came up on a meme on Twitter earlier today, and I went, wow, that's pretty huge. So how about Iranian harassment of U.S. Navy ships? Have you heard anything recently?
No.
Of course not. This year, there has been zero. In 2015, there was 22. In 2016, 36 incidents. In 2017, 14 incidents. All under?
Trump? No. It would be Obama then.
And this year, 2018, zero. 2017, there was only 14, half.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Yeah.
Of the previous year. But it goes to show you, on the foreign policy side, right, around the world, people want to say, oh, Trump's making us look bad, whatever. Trump's not making us look bad, whether it's economics and tariffs or anything else.
The Iranian government's too busy pointing their guns at their own citizens right now.
We never hear that, do
we? No,
we
don't. Well, no?
And it's a shame on our media that isn't out there showing what's going on in Iran. How about showing us a little bit? Give those people support.
Yeah.
If you care about democracy in Iran, give those people some media coverage.
Yeah, because there is an uprising in Iran right now.
And we're just not hearing about it. Now, how much time we got, Derek? 1 minute. So we don't have time to go to this. I had a great track I wanted to play for Terrace, but we'll talk about it next week because I think we'll know more next week on this China trade war, as we like to say, that's heating up here. And I know
the stock market goes up as the trade war is heating up. I'm not following that.
It's not
fake news somewhere.
I don't believe it's a trade war yet.
Yeah,
it's just all part of negotiations. So we'll see there. Folks, go to thedailydrift.com, and until next week, and let's plug The Current, CourantOnline.com. We need some advertisers at The Current.
Get your new issue.
Get out and go to CourantOnline.com and advertise with us. See you then.